The number of high school computer science classes in this country has dropped nearly 20% in the past decade, and that's as demand for computing skills has grown. Computer science education is lacking nationwide, but as Wyoming Public Radio's Aaron Schrank reports, Wyoming seems to be especially behind the curve.
One way to tell how schools are doing with computer science is to look at how many students take the advanced placement exam for the subject. And in the entire state of Wyoming, over the past 4 years, just one student took the AP Computer Science exam. That one student was Casey Mueller.
I was not aware of that, actually. I was kind of shocked in one sense, but then, I don't know, on the other hand, there was a part of me that wasn't surprised.
Mueller took the exam 3 years ago as a sophomore at Sheridan High School. He left Wyoming shortly after that, graduated a year early, and went to study computer science at the University of Montana. There, Mueller says, he met students who'd been on the computer science track for years, thanks to programs in their high schools.
Rather than what happens in Wyoming, where it's really not even an option anymore in high school, it's just something that you would have to know about and pursue on your own.
Wyoming's poor showing looks even worse when you consider that 35 students took the exam here in 2001. Reuben Gamboa teaches computer science at the University of Wyoming. He says the state's reputation in his field was evident at a recent national conference.
Wyoming was basically the laughingstock of the country because speakers would say things like, oh, well, you know, we're doing this really wrong, but at least we're not Wyoming. And that gets old.
Gamboa admits computer science education is not what it should be. Most schools here don't even offer the class as an elective. Gamboa says some do teach computer literacy.
So, you know, how to use Microsoft Word, how to use PowerPoint, how to use Photoshop. There's nothing wrong with that, but that's not computer science.
Gamboa is working to change things. There'll be a new AP exam in 2017 called Computer Science Principles. It'll be broader than the test Casey Mueller took, which focuses on the Java programming language. Gamboa got a grant from the National Science Foundation to help Wyoming high schools teach this new class. They'll be piloting it at Laramie High School next year, and Gamboa hopes it'll spread from there.
There's only 500,000 people in the state. There's no reason why we can't reach and actually make an impact, and our students should be doing just as well as the ones from New York and California and Texas.
But again, few schools offer these classes. It's difficult to get certified to teach computer science in Wyoming. For instance, UW does not yet offer a computer science endorsement for education majors. Richard Jacoby at Cheyenne East High School is one of the only full-time computer science teachers in the state.
What's our first possible binary number with two inputs?
To get certified, he had to pass lengthy tests meant for professional computer programmers for each of the programming languages he taught.
Mine was difficult to get. I had to be as good as someone working out on the industry. I was able to do it because I had a lot of experience by then.
Jacoby had spent years writing custom software before becoming a teacher. But he says most people with his skills are chasing big money in the tech industry.
I know my dad was very unhappy when I went into teaching. You know, what the heck are you doing that for?
Jacoby's computer science classes are rigorous and small, just a few students. While most Wyoming schools can't find someone like him, there are other bright spots. Pinedale Middle School is one of four schools in the state teaching kids to code using an online learning platform called Globaloria.
It is really cool. It's really, really cool.
Eighth grader Caitlin Hayward shows off the 116 lines of code she wrote to build a computer game using Adobe Flash.
At the beginning, I had no clue what Flash was. I had played Flash games, but not really known where they came from or how to make them. And this class basically taught me how they work.
Without these opportunities, it's only the kids with exposure to computing outside of school that will pursue it. That's resulted in a startling lack of diversity in the field. It's evident all the way from high school computer science classrooms to Silicon Valley cubicles. At UW, for example, just 16% of computer science students are women.
A lot of the time in my classes, I will be one of four or five girls.
Brenna Doherty moved from Maryland to double major in computer science and petroleum engineering. She took computer science classes in high school, but says she encourages those who might think they're not cut out for the field to think again.
Once you get into these coding classes, you find that it's just like any other class, and they're there to teach you. They're not expecting you to know everything. You know, just give it a chance because it'll open up so many career possibilities for you.
According to the research group, the Conference Board, computing jobs in Wyoming are growing at more than 4 times the state average. But some wonder whether there will be people in Wyoming with the skills to fill them. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Aaron Schrank.
These reports are part of the American Graduate, Let's Make It Happen, a public media initiative to address the dropout crisis, supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.